just started giggling, thinking of General von Klinkerhoffen.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, should we do some shout-outs? What have you, to our fabulous listeners?
Yes.
Who have you got?
I have got Lawrence DeLacy, Handsome Young Man, Paul H16, Robbie McDonald, Sandra Steiner, David Suter, Kevin Morris, Abba Steve, Michael Watton, Marcus by the Sea, Craig Dictionary, Smiley Day 1, Arnold 1053, Perry Neal, Becky 3456. I've got Crazy Nap, Tara Bennett, George Frake, Mr. Cheese Speaking, Tim Turner, Chicken Ely, Andy Quick, Lady Silver, Rebel Rider, Colin Buggins, and Sky Blue Cullen.
And I've got some lovely messages. Man in his potting shed. Away from the potting shed this weekend. We'll be listening from sunny-ish land unknown. Thank you, man in his potting shed. John George, have a great show, Mrs. M. And Tony. Ken Wiseman, looking forward to Sunday booking with all the banter with Tony. Lexi Allen, can't wait for the show. Just realised my birthday is a Sunday this year. So let me know, Lexi. We'll give you a shout-out. Chris Dussetler, hope you have a great show, Vicky. DJ Gary Baldy. Is that a leprechaun I see before me? Because I put up the picture of me in the green with a hat. It's your hat. Dave Earl, Dean is my favourite killer. Very good. That's doing the policeman. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be a great show. Pete Dawson, good luck with the show. Rich Nightingale, the outfit's great. Brilliant share. Danny Finucane, loved last week's show so much. Thanks, Danny. Gavin Dalton, wowzers, congratulations on being new Lady Rattling patron. Thanks, Gavin. Charlie Olbaldiston, the perfect thing for a Sunday afternoon, as always. Dave Orr, unmissable. Me and my drums, unmissable. Jaffa 50, enjoy your excellent radio show. Bucks, Born and Bred, love the hat. G. Davis, awesome photo. And lovely comments from Donald Carruth, Stephen Bridgman, Felix Langan, Gun for Hire 1971, Greg Beer, Hubert Lamont, Andy Chandler, Michael Art, Evening Star, Thornaby Dave, Liverpool 9789, and Mazur Fidi. So thank you all for listening. I hope you're enjoying the show and the banter. I think we're losing it a bit this week. Okay, let's play a Tina Turner number. This is Legs. was Legs, Tina Turner, 2024. Originally recorded for her Private Dancer album, Tina performed this track live at many of her concerts. It was released as a single for the first time on the 8th of March this year, and you can stream it from all major streaming sites. There's also a t-shirt available to go with the single, and a new range of merchandise will be available from her website from the 26th of April 2024. Tina was renowned for her legs, and they were insured for how much, Tony?
10 million.
No, less.
Oh, less than that. 5 million.
Less.
2 million.
Correct.
Million a leg.
Yeah, 2 million. Yeah, they're not. That's not enough for Tina's legs. She claimed there were times when she thought she was as famous for her legs as she was for her voice. And she also said the reason for her legs so often on show was because short skirts made it easier to dance and it became part of her style. And if you're just listening, you're listening to Vix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and Tony Smith. Okay, well, this will make me smile. Steve Harley.
You've done it all. You've broken every code. Paul the rebel to the floor. You spoke the game, no matter what you say. But only metal. What a ball. Blue eyes, blue eyes. How can you tell so many lies? Come up and see me, make me smile. I'll do what you want, running wild.
There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. You have to hide. Oh,
come up and see me
to make
me smile.
Oh,
I'll do what you want, run wild. There ain't no more. You've taken everything. My belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Say, maybe you'll try to come up and see me,
to make me smile.
I'll do what you want, just run on wild.
That was Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me, Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. 1975 was UK number one. It was written by Steve Harley. And I'm playing it in tribute to Steve, who passed away, sadly, from cancer at his home in Clare, Suffolk, near the North Essex border, last Sunday, the 17th of March. And you said you you interviewed him, Tony.
Yeah, he was. He played here in solo at the Brentwood Festival back in 2015, and I was chatting to him. It was in the green room behind, having a sneaky beer, and his dressing room door was open, and he was in there, and I thought, I'll go and say hello, and I had the recorder, and we had a little chat it was quite a long chat, about, you know, how he started, and right up to present day, up to 2015, obviously. Yeah, lovely fella.
Yeah, you said he was really nice.
Sad loss, really sad.
Yeah, not very old either. How old was he?
73, yeah, born in Deptford.
Bless. And then moved to Suffolk, which should we claim him as an Essex boy?
I think so, of course. He visited many times.
he played classical violin before learning Spanish guitar, but his working life began first as a trainee accountant and later as a music reporter on a variety of local Essex newspapers.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people knew that.
He was a runner at the accountancy before.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, and then he got into it from there.
Oh, see, you know all this because it was in the interview.
Yeah, I remember chatting about that.
His music career began as a busker on the London Underground and Portobello Road before playing in London clubs alongside the likes of Julie Felix and Ralph McTell. He also sang backup for, do you know what group that was?
No.
T-Rex.
Oh, yeah, T-Rex.
Before founding Cockney Rebel in 1972. But not a lot of people know this, Tom. No, that wasn't very good. Not a lot of people know this. But Steve Harley was the first singer to record Phantom of the Opera with Sarah Brightman.
Wow, that's something I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, and he also auditioned for the stage role of the Phantom and was offered the part the same day.
Wow, I never would have got that.
Only to be replaced at the last minute after months of rehearsal by Michael Crawford. That was mean.
Mm, Betty.
Especially as he put... Betty. yeah, that was mean. But talking about making me... talking about making me smile, the granddaughter of Lady Ratling said they loved the show, and they're holding a celebration lunch for me at the Marriott Hotel Regent's Park on Sunday the 12th of May. And you could get tickets for this function from their website. So if you want to come along, you're going to come along, aren't you, Tony?
I'll try, yeah. There was a link on Facebook the other day, wasn't there?
Yeah. It should be fun. There's quite a few celeb mates coming. Yeah, I keep ringing them and go, yep, they're coming.
You're coming.
Yeah, I'll read out a little list when I get them all together. Okay, should we play a Tom Jones number? This is You Can Leave Your Hat On.
Raise your arms in the air. come. You give me reason to live. 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 Suspicious minds are talking. They're trying to tear us apart.
They don't believe in this love of mine.
They don't know what love is.
They don't know what love is. They don't know.
That if that was, you can leave your hat on. That was a shock tone. Thanks for that. You can leave your hat on. Tom Jones, 1997. Tom Jones recorded it for the soundtrack of the film The Full Monty because the director thought Joe Cocker's version was too serious. As a medley with Hot Chocolate's You Sexy Thing and Donna Summer's Hot Stuff, it reached 62 in the UK singles charts under the title The Full Monty Monster Mix. Sir Tom is currently on a world tour, and I'm playing this because it is Brain Tumour Awareness Month. And as some of you know, I lost my youngest sister a few months ago to a brain tumour. And coming soon, the Brain Tumour Research Wear a Hat Day is on the 28th of March. So on the 28th of March, don your hats. You'll do that, won't you, Tony?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And it's an annual event created to help raise money and awareness for those living with brain tumours. You can wear your favourite hat to work or school. And there are all kinds of ways to help and get involved. You go to www.braintumour.org for more details. Also playing in support of the Brain Tumours charity, It's a No-Brainer campaign. Good title, yeah. Yeah, they do a lot of work. But there are, you know, there are cures in certain countries that we are not privy to. You know, so I think that, you know, or help.
Yeah, there's, funny enough, it was in the news just this week about a possible vaccine.
Yes,
against,
yes.
Certain cancers, and one of them was lung cancer.
Yeah.
And they're trialing at the moment off the back of...
which would cost much less money. Mm. And, yeah, that would be great. And talking about that, okay, it's Vicks Kicks Off. Okay, so now I'm incensed. This is my incense. Sorry, everyone, but this is... They're going to cull the badgers again. And the government have held a five-week consultation period on the subject where 100% of badgers in bovine TB areas will be slaughtered. That is an increase of 70% limit imposed over a four-year trial. Is Rishi Sunak bonkers? He has just lost the votes. Anyone voting, because we are a nation of animal lovers. And I would say 90% of this country do not want badgers culled. He is going to do 100%, and they're already, you know, under threat. How can you do that?
Yeah,
it's what is the point? And then on Alan Titchmarsh this morning, I was watching, you know, this place that was saving little hedgehogs and bats and two baby badgers. So they're going to save those baby badgers, then let them out into the wild, what, to be killed?
I mean, is that a U-turn, did you say?
Yeah, they were going to stop it. You know, it was going to become less. But Rishi Sunak, in his infinite wisdom, which is... I mean, I remember Theresa May lost, like, probably most of her votes because she condoned fox hunting. Now, he has just lost, I think, the 90% of, well, at least 50%. Of anyone that would dream of voting for him. And it's but there's no the overwhelming majority of these badgers have been perfectly healthy. By the end of 2022, more than 210,000 badgers have been killed. If this proposal is passed, towards 500,000 badgers will have been culled by 2038, because he's going to keep this up until 2038.
Oh, wow.
There isn't, and the terrible thing is there is no scientific evidence to prove badgers are a major cause of the disease, TB. The cost to the taxpayer, probably 7,000 per badger culled, and a total in 2022, how much do you think was spent on this, like forming the slaughter cost testing administration, disposal of culled animals and policing? This, in 2022, how much did it cost the country, Tony?
Well, I've no clue. I bet it's a phenomenal amount of money.
Phenomenal. $2,307 million.
Wow.
In 1 year, spent on that.
Yeah,
madness. That's unforgivable. And you know, what is the point? Why don't they just, you know, inject them? You know, vaccinated or something like that. Anyway, I've kicked off. So if you feel strongly about this, maybe write a letter to your local MP or something to say you do not agree with this. To get votes. So what they've said is that he's trying to get votes from, you know, people that are saying, you know, that this is it's government employed to gain favour and votes from rural areas in the forthcoming general election. Well, that is not going to make any difference. They will still lose the same amount of cattle to TB, because it doesn't, because it can be carried by foxes, rats, mice, whatever. You know, it's not going to, and it's usually passed from cow to cow. So, anyway, enough of me kicking off. Rishi Sunak, just retract this. The country just would... No, it's just awful. Anyway, shall we play another record? Now that I've kicked off, do you think that was a good kickoff?
It was a good kickoff, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Let's play a Fleetwood Mac number, The Chain.
Listen to the wind blow.
That was The Chain, Fleetwood Mac, 1977. This track was created from several different pieces of music from the studio takes that were spliced together to form a song. It is the only Fleetwood Mac song credited to all five band members. Since various pieces were assembled to make the song, they all had input and made a contribution to its completion. And you can clearly hear the famous bass line used for the Formula One racing TV theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm playing this because it's Stevie Nicks announced on Monday that she is adding UK and Ireland dates to her tour this summer. So that'd be fabulous.
That'd be good, yeah.
And she will start with a single concert in Dublin before heading to Scotland, followed by dates in Manchester and London. And the tickets are on sale now. Okay, let's play a Rolling Stones number. This is Paint It Black. Rolling Stones, 1966, was the UK number two. And on this track, Brian Jones, he was one of my favourites, played the sitar, which had been introduced into pop music by the Beatles in the 1965 song Norwegian Wood. And Brian also made a notable contribution to the final arrangement and writing of the track, but he was left off the writing credits. That was unfair, Tom, wasn't it?
What's
was unfair.
Yeah, and the original version was much slower. Then Bill Wyman started fooling around on the organ during a recording session with Charlie Watts, improvising a double-time drum pattern, creating a much more authentic Middle Eastern rhythm, more suitable to dance to. But the reason I am playing this, apart from the fact that I love the Rolling Stones, is because of the new Banksy painting discovered in North London this week. Did you see it?
Yeah, I'll see it. Yeah.
So it's like a huge tree.
They chopped the tree, didn't they? And then they painted behind it.
So it still looked like a green tree. And it appeared on a block of flats in Hornsey last Sunday. And from a certain angle, it looks like all the greenery forms the leaves on the real crop tree in front of the wall. But 24 hours after its discovery, Banksy claimed the work of art as his own, with Islington Council saying they wanted the artwork to stay. But 3 days later, it was vandalised. They threw, what was it, white paint on it?
Yeah, white paint. I mean, I'm in two minds on it, really. I mean, someone paints the wall with paint overnight, and then someone else chucks paint over it. So it is the graffiti,
no.
Or is it the other bloke claiming
the
work of art?
The other one looked like a tree. Paint doesn't look like anything. It just looks like
snowflakes.
Yeah. It didn't actually ruin it.
No, it hasn't actually.
Not into art.
No, it's not too
bad. You're not into art, are you?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they ever catch him.
Why do people want to do it?
No, that's it. It's a state of mind.
What sort of person does that? What mentality?
I think it's probably jealousy inspired rather than,
No, because it got so much, applaud but then they get a bit of notoriety. I'm the one that did that. So like that young boy that chopped down that tree.
Oh, that was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, dreadful. And then, people are weird. Not all people, not us. Just a few.
Perhaps he should go and paint a tree back where that tree was.
Exactly. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Mural. Banksy, if you're listening.
But they're growing it back again, aren't they? They've got little sprigs.
Yes, they have. Apparently, it didn't die completely.
The piece is considered to be of important cultural value in regard to current climate issues, and steps are being taken with the council and the owner of the property to protect the painting from further harm. So that's good news.
Yeah, they'll probably put Perspex.
I don't know how they're going to do that.
Yeah, they'll probably plate it with Perspex panels, I thought.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm. I didn't think of that, Tom. Well done, Tom. Mm. Yeah. That would protect it. Okay. Let's play a wet number. This is Sweet Little Mystery.
Yeah.
Sweet Little Mystery, Wet, 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 1987. It was UK number 5, and I'm playing it for Marty Pello's birthday, which was on the 23rd of March. And he was on the Lorraine Show the other day, looking really, really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He never looks any different anyway, does he?
No, he still looks the same. And they received criticism for using the same song title as John Martin's 1987 song Sweet Little Mystery. Both Van Morrison and John Martin were given co-writing credits because they got sued. Wet got sued by Van Morrison for copyright infringement. It's a bit, you can't keep having the same, I mean, it's bound to happen, isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, but there's only so many words in the vocabulary and phrases and Sweet Little Mystery. It's, you know, I mean, it's very hard to see it. I mean, nowadays they do have a lot more cases than you know, back then. But, yeah, it does happen.
Yeah. And Marty Pello has recorded this as a solo song following the breakup of Wet, Wet, Wet. So he's going alone now.
Yes, yeah. I think they fell out with the band as well, if I remember rightly. They kind of, it's like a lot of these things, they kind of get back together, then they fall out. But yeah, he's at the moment, he's currently flying solo.
He's a great singer.
Oh, yeah, he's the voice absolutely of Wet anyway, isn't he?
But because they received criticism of this song, I'm going to tie this within criticism of the Princess of Wales.
Yeah.
With that recent published, you know, the family photograph. What was that about?
Yeah, I mean,
everyone doctors their, I mean, yeah. I don't, but most people doctor their photos.
Mm. I mean, even just enlarging something, cutting out the background. I mean, hardly anyone takes a photo without doing some sort of edit. It's no big deal.
No, and then they must feel really, I mean, really guilty now after, you know, her, like, announcing that she's got cancer.
Yeah, it's a shame she had to come out and even do that, just to keep, you know, the media quiet. Yeah,
I think the media's got too much freedom. And in those circumstances, because it was, what does it matter? Mm. You know, but I think that, you know, she was such, because I met her recently at the Royal Variety, her and Prince William. And I'd kept my jacket on because it was really cold. We were standing in the foyer and all the doors were open and everything. And she came up to me and she said, that looks nice and warm. She stroked my jacket. And then we were having a chat, and William was having a chat, and we talked about hello, hello, and everything. And she was really, really, you know, nice, genuine, sort of normal.
Yeah.
You know, and such a lovely person. It's a shame she had to be driven to make that announcement. But I think it was wise, because they didn't want the kids to suffer.
Yeah, I think it's damage control. There was already trying to find out what was going on, and they probably would have eventually. So they've had to damage, imitate it, and go public, which is a shame, because your health should be down to you. You know, no matter how famous you are, your health is private, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, we wish her well.
Yes, we do.
Because she's a lovely lady. Speedy recovery. Okay, let's play a George Benson number. This is Give Me the Night.
And if you feel alright, then we can fly. And if we stay together, we'll feel the rhythm of the evening picking us up high. Never mind the weather, we'll be dancing in the street until the morning light. 'Cause there's music in the air and lots of love and everywhere. So give me the night.
That was Give Me the Night, George Benson, 1980. It was UK number 7. I'm playing it for George Benson's birthday, which was on the 22nd of March. This song was produced by Quincy Jones, and it was George's biggest hit, winning him a Grammy for Best R&B Song 1980. I love this song. Do you love this song?
Fantastic such song. Timeless.
He actually started playing the ukulele and guitar at the age of 7, giving his first performance in a corner drugstore. By the age of 8, he was playing guitar in an unlicensed nightclub and made his first single record at the age of 10.
Oh, amazing, isn't it?
I went to see him live. You went to see him
I've
live,
seen him live as well,
and
yeah.
Also, you had some more information.
Yeah, he was a session musician for Frank Sinatra for a while as well, playing guitar.
Good. Not a lot of people knew.
In the band, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
And sadly for his fans, George has had to cancel his 2024 UK tour, citing poor health and age as the reason. He reluctantly announced 3 weeks ago that his international touring days are over. Well, that's a shame. I still like seeing him live.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah. Okay, let's play a Chaka Khan number. This is Like Sugar. And playing for the Queen of Funk, Chaka Khan's birthday, 23rd of March. This was Chaka's first single release for a decade and lead single from her album, Hello Happiness. And Chaka will be performing round the UK from June. Show venues are the Cambridge Club in Cambridge, Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire, Royal Festival Hall, London, Warwick Castle, Warwick, and the Love Supreme Festival in Lewes. And I'm also playing that for my Louise, who chose that song and said it's a brilliant song, Mum, listen. It is good, isn't it?
It is a brilliant song.
Yeah, because I usually play Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
That's what he was doing, wasn't it?
Yeah, Chaka Khan. Okay, let's play a Miley Cyrus number. This is Flowers.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home.
That was Flowers, Miley Cyrus, 2023, UK number one, and it was requested by Colin 2401. Hope you enjoyed that, Colin. This track won Miley Record of the Year and Best Pop Solo Performance at the Grammys, which was the awards ceremony on the 4th of February in LA. She was also nominated for Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album of the Year with Endless Summer Vacation. Miley Fun Facts mentioned a couple of weeks ago that Miley came to fame as Hannah Montana in the hit series of the same name. She repeatedly submitted audition tapes for the role, despite being told she was too young, but she persevered and she got the role.
Yeah.
See, perseverance. That's what happens. And also, her godmother is who? Do you know her godmother?
Dolly Parton.
Correct. And did you know that Dolly starred in an episode of Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
With Miley? Oh, you did? See? You know everything, Tony. And she sang with Dolly a number of times and recently recorded a duet version of her song Wrecking Ball with her godmother for Dolly's new album, Rockstar, released in November last year.
Yeah, correct, yeah.
That's not bad, having Dolly Parton as a godmother, is it?
No. Very musical family.
Yeah, because Dolly first met Miley's dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, when they toured together, and he was promoting her song Achy Breaky Heart, and they became firm friends. So that's nice. Well, we're getting near the end now here, Tony, aren't
we? It's gone quick.
Well, I've got to play a Kenny Lynch number. Oh, but Tony, you were saying that you saw something. I was on telly.
Yeah, you're on telly.
So he's just informed me that he was watching an ad.
Yeah, next Saturday. Next Saturday? Yeah.
It's not today?
No, it's next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
9:30. British Killer Hurricane of 1990.
Oh, yeah, I did that recently.
On Channel 5, yeah.
Yeah, on Channel 5. And we were talking about the storms with Gordon Kaye when he had that terrible, terrible accident.
Yeah, it was
quite emotive, actually, talking about it again, remembering. But it would be a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good show. So when is that?
That is next Saturday. And we can talk.
Channel 4?
Yeah, Channel 5.
Channel 5. Yeah. Okay, so we can. We'll chat about it after it's on. You're going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it, yeah.
you're going to be forced to watch it.
DJing. I'll Sky Plus it.
Okay. God, you've got all the lingo now. I'll Star Plus it. Okay. Let's play a Kenny Lynch number. This is Another Groovy Saturday Night.
Do 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 all look forward to. Staying home on Monday, Tuesday's not a fun day, Wednesday's nothing new. But we're getting much closer to Friday, and that's another groovy Saturday night. Gonna get on down to a party, gonna boogie through the night. It's just another groovy Saturday night, my love, another night of loving you. It's just another groovy Saturday night, my love, we're gonna make our dreams come true. Every time the weekend comes, it's just like a second honeymoon. Really down the one day, working hard is no way through those weekday blues. See, on weekends, we do it our way, so it's got to be alright. We're gonna make it over to my place, and let the music last all night. It's just another groovy Saturday night, my love, another night of loving you.
That was another groovy Saturday night, Kenny Lynch, 1983, written by Kenny Lynch and Buster Mottram, and I'm playing it for what would have been Kenny Lynch's birthday, which would have been on the 18th of March. And Kenny, I really love Kenny Lynch, and he was like a mate, because he used to come to most of the heritage events when I was president of that, and he was, but also he was just such a lovely person. He was always outrageous. There was him and Harry Fowler, used to really say the most awful things, but very funny. And he was the first person to cover a Lennon-McCartney song and toured with the Beatles. He also performed with Wings, and he wrote songs for the Small Faces, Dusty Springfield and Cilla Black. And he had a really beautiful voice, didn't he, Tom?
Yeah,
he was just such a lovely voice. And he did so much, and it's a sad loss because he was fun. He even ran and completed the London Marathon. But, oh, and also I better wish a happy birthday for Bobby Crush as well. It was his birthday yesterday, his 70th. Oh, yeah. So happy birthday to Bobby, he's a mate. And he celebrated with a show at the Crazy Cox last night. Starred with him in Panto, Newark, Sleeping Beauty. Well, that's it. We've come to the end, haven't we?
Yes.
Well, missing you already, Tom. Okay, you've been listening to me, Vicky Michelle, with Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM and the fabulous Tony Smith. Thanks to Tony for twiddling the flashing knobs. You have been fabulous, as always. To
You're
Nikki
welcome.
For helping with research. And, of course, all you fabulous people for listening. Next up, it's Claire Javot and Natalie Bayes with the Fabulous Arts Programme. Now, this week, on the 22nd of March, composer Andrew Lloyd Webber celebrated his birthday. I mean, he has done so much. He's got seven Olivier Awards, 7 Tonys, 4 Grammys, 2 Emmys, 1 Oscar, 1 Golden Globe. Endless. And his works include Joseph and the Amazing Colour Technicolor Dreamcoat, Jesus Christ Superstar. But what I'm leaving you with is The Phantom of the Opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber with the singers Sarah Brightman and Antonio Banderas. Have a lovely week, everyone.